McKenzie here on Radio Now. And if you do care or noticed, I wasn't here yesterday. I have a bunch of vacation days I got to kind of burn through. So I took yesterday off, McKenzie. And that's why I'm confused. You're saying that I sabotage a show. How can I sabotage a show when I'm not even there?
So it was the Three Amigos. It was myself, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money holding things down yesterday. Great show, lots of fun. So Joseph was like, hey, Kins, I have the day off. Anything you need before I go? And I said, you know, it would be sweet. Could you make a little thing that says just all the information at quick reference, like, you know, obviously our show number, at Joe McKenzie, I mean, things I know, but maybe you don't want to think of, I just want it in front of me. So Joe nicely makes a little sheet, prints it off, cuts it into squares. And this is where you tried to sabotage our entire show yesterday. You put the wrong phone number.
No, I didn't. 833-563-2539.
Yeah, this is what you put. 833-563-2563, which is not our phone number.
Interesting. Okay, it is not sabotage.
You just try to make us sound like idiots.
Well, I mean, I heard part of the show yesterday. I don't know the phone number.
Yesterday was great. And some people called in. They're like, something is different, and I like it.
No, our big boss called me yesterday, and he said two things. I apologize for yelling at you about Thriller. Apparently, that was a very well-listened-to show that day. Then he said, hey, what happened to Johnson McKenzie today on the show? It was kind of questionable.
Oops.
That's not true. Oh, that's our boss calling now, saying he's lying. You guys are phenomenal.
Okay, well, I will apologize, even though I did you guys a favor.
You did us dirty.
I did. Well, that's okay. Does anybody think that I did this on purpose, that I really tried to sabotage the show? I'm 833-563-2539. Or does anybody that knows my true character, the nice, kind soul that I am, that I did this on purpose?
Why did you put the wrong number, though?
I was probably in a hurry trying to get it done. We had a bunch of things to get going. Liv the Web Girls decided to take like 50 days of vacation. I need a new contract because this girl has more vacation days than I do, and I've been doing radio for 16 years.
And, you know, while people are calling too, you know what else happened while you were gone yesterday?
What?
We got a new thermostat on the wall.
Yes, because we did such an amazing job on the show. They were like, we're going to reward you guys with a new thermostat, and only we have the code to know how to work it.
And well, yesterday it wasn't working. Today it is working. McKenzie, what's it say? Like, is there a number?
74
degrees.
A balmy island tropics in
here's
here.
My
just
thing.
Like I like it.
Here's my thing. It feels fine. If this is 74, I'm cool with 74.
I know. I don't actually believe it is 74 in here because I'm. That's hot for me. I like a straight 70.
You know what bothers me though? That is the best piece of technology that we have in this room is a thermostat. Like it's the newest thing that probably will work more consistently than anything else we have.
I will take note. When we came in this morning, it did say 70. So I don't know if the temperature, like the heat is actually on or if it's just reading the temp in the room right now.
Ooh.
All right. Well, listen, if anybody wants to chime in, you're more than welcome to 833-563-2539. But your accusation of sabotage is false.
Yes. Or have you ever been sabotaged at work? I had a lot of friends actually have been in pageants and other girls would sabotage the other pageant contestants.
Like cut the heel.
Like, not so much. They put...
Sweep the heel, Johnny! Sweep the heel!
No, but they would. Like, they'd replace their hairspray with things, or they put, like, extra butter in their meals. That they like.
We're going to make her fat!
It's ruthless! Girl, I mean...
Hey, Fatty McFatter!
Sabotage!
833-563-2539. I know, I can't believe she said that.